Friday, 23 October 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We're sure glad you're tuned to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. Today and for the next few Friday broadcasts, we're going to be looking at the topic of the gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope these messages will be a blessing to all the hearts and lives that are listening. I don't believe there's anything more important than proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. His last command should be our first concern, and his last command was, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Father, do bless us now with thy precious word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, and we'll thank thee for it. In Jesus' name, amen. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 we read, "And he said," that is Jesus, "said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We are told in the book of Matthew, of course, a great commission is given in all the gospels as well as in the book of Acts. But keep this in mind, "Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now, what is a gospel? There's a lot of ideas floating around about what the gospel is. Instead of taking the ideas of a lot of men, let's just go to the Bible itself. It is the authority. It's God's word. And we'll go today to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is known as a resurrection chapter. And we'll begin reading in verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." Now, Paul said, "I'm preaching to you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas," that's Peter, "then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also as one born out of due time." Now, according to the word of God here, according to the preaching of the Apostle Paul, the gospel is defined as follows. He said, "For I delivered unto you," in verse 3, "first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." That is the first element of the gospel. We are going to see in Romans chapter 4, in verse 25, that he was delivered for our offenses. The first element of the gospel of Jesus Christ is Christ died for our sins. That's a substitutionary death. And it was according to the Scriptures. It was according as God had laid out in days gone by and prophesied that Christ would die. It was according to his death was according to the Scriptures. Now, the second element is this, and that he was buried. The third, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. After that, the Bible says he was seen of Cephas, or Peter, then of the 12, and then above 500 brethren at once. And finally, he was seen by the Apostle Paul himself. Now, dear friend, you know as well as I do that there's a lot of quote gospel, end quote, preached that doesn't meet this biblical standard. Now, the gospel is not a Baptist gospel. It's not a Methodist gospel. It's not a Catholic gospel. It's not a Presbyterian gospel. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I tell people that I'm a Christian by conversion and I'm a Baptist by conviction. I am well aware that I could be a Baptist. I shouldn't be and be unsaved, but I could be a Baptist and be unsaved and go to hell. But thank God, if I know Christ is my Savior, and thankfully I do, I know that by his own word, He has given me eternal life and to everyone else who will trust him as their Lord and Savior. Now, how did I or anybody else get saved? It is by believing the gospel, believing the precious word of God that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and we're going to be looking more in depth into his death, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now, there's a lot of extraneous preaching and teaching and so forth that's not according to the scripture. Dear friend, always remember this: the Bible is the best commentary on itself. When you want the final answer, go to the source, and that is to the Word of God itself, and there you can find the answers to all your questions. Well, you say, well, my preacher said that we ought to believe the gospel and then be baptized. Well, we should be baptized because we are saved, but we are not to be baptized in order to be saved, nor are we to be baptized in order to be more completely saved. One thing you're going to get tired in this series of messages maybe is hearing is that the gospel itself is not the death, burial, and resurrection plus baptism, or the death, burial, and resurrection plus church membership, though I believe that every saved person should be baptized, and I believe that every saved person desires to be baptized. When the Ethiopian eunuch was saved, one of the first things he said was, "Here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized?" Philip didn't have to take him through a class and teach him that he needed to be baptized. It was born into his heart that he wanted to follow the Lord in his death, burial, and resurrection. Sure, people should be baptized, but never to be saved and never to make him more secure in Christ, but because he is already saved and he wants to be obedient to the Lord, or she wants to be obedient to the Lord and follow the Lord and believe his baptism. Then there's those that said, well, you can believe the gospel, but you've got to be a member of our church. You can't be saved unless you're a member of our church. Dear friend, there's nothing in the Bible about that. Remember, the gospel is Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he arose again the third day according to the scriptures. Well, maybe someone's saying, are you against church membership? No, I'm not against church membership. I read in the book of Acts, especially in verse chapter 13, one of my favorite chapters. Now, there were in the church. These people are not just attending the church. They were in the church. They were a part of that church. The Bible speaks many times repeatedly about, and the Lord added to the church. You say, well, that's the body of Christ. Yes, he added to the body of Christ. But I believe also that our Lord Jesus Christ adds to the local church as well. But dear friend, as valuable as baptism is, and it is valuable for a child of God, as valuable as church membership is, and it is for a child of God, let's not confuse that with the gospel. Let's close this broadcast today reading from 1 Corinthians in chapter 1. And the Apostle Paul, beginning in verse 13, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other." Verse 17 now, 1 Corinthians 1. "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Now here the Apostle Paul clearly differentiates between preaching the gospel and baptism. "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." Dear friend, this broadcast is scheduled for the end of our broadcast week, and I hope you're making plans to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. Church membership never saves anybody, but saved people ought to be a part of a good fundamental Bible-believing church. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but we should exhort one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Father, thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you for the power of the gospel to save. In Jesus' name, amen. May our Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Hope to see you in a good Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. And please join us next broadcast if you can.